Hello, hi. Love this is your host, Radio. Charmaine. Hi, this is your host, Charmaine, and I wanted to talk to you about, keeping Martin Luther King's legacy alive. And if you have anything that you would like to say as far as that and keeping our community strong together, you can call us at 516-387-1601. I'd love to hear from you. And that is keeping it positive, keeping it real, and keeping our kids positive as well. If you have anything you'd like to say to add on to the legacy of Martin Luther King and how we can incorporate that today in our society we live in, no matter the obstacles that's in the way, you know, we have to challenge that to make it better for us, regardless of what. We've always been strong, our community, through tough times. And these times are even tougher. And we'll get through this one too, you know, matter what. I like to hear how you, yourself, can make a positive impact on your children, on your wife, your loved ones, you know, anyone in your house, your pet, you know. I know some people, you know, as far as trying to keep it positive, you know, because we have some people that press buttons all the time, you know, and you have to learn how to avoid people like that because they try to push you. And just because they do that, you have to be bigger than that to make sure that you don't go in that direction and avoid it, because people are doing the damnedest thing to try to get you to react to a situation, and you don't have to. You don't have to. You really don't have to. And as far as your children, keeping them positive, you know. Excuse me. I'm sorry. When I was younger, I used to tell my son and my daughter, I used to say, you know, before we were slaves, we were kings and queens. Before we were slaves, we were kings and queens. And that's so important to put that in your children's mind, to let them know that we were always positive people, always positive, always big, you know, and striving for better things. And before they captured us and did all these horrible things to us, we were kings and queens. We were not just slaves. We were not just slaves. We were bigger than that, you know. And unfortunately, it turned out because our willingness to help and be kind, you know, they turned that against us and enslaved us. So if you have anything that you would like to say, please call in the line at 516-387-1601, and tell us how you can make an impact on society and our culture today. I'd love to hear from you. I know that, you know, with my children, I'm not the best mom in the world, you know, but I try to be, even though that's kind of hard, but I do the best that I can do, you know. And, of course, I make mistakes too as well. You know, there's no book on how to be the perfect parent. There's not. You know, if there was, then I think we all follow their rule. But there's not. And one thing is to always make sure that you tell your kids to strive to be better all the time. You know, and I used to say to my kids, keep your eyes on the prize. Just keep your eyes on the prize, you know. And I think that if you reiterate that once in a while to your children, that eventually they'll get it, you know. I know sometimes I would say things to my children today, and they'll say to me, I don't remember that. And it's kind of touching because when I was saying it, I meant it. You know, and then for them not to remember it, you know, it kind of touched me a lot, a bit because I really wanted them to get what I was saying or get what I was putting down, if they put it that way. And another thing as far as trying to stay positive in a tough society, and we're living in really some dark times, you know, but just because they're dark don't mean we have to be dark with the times, you know. We can be positive with this times, and I think that this is so much needed to talk about and to do positive things right now, because our community seems to be going backwards instead of forward. And I want us to go forward so that we can strive and be better. You know, we've been here millions and millions of years. So in all those years, where are we at? It doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't. You know, actually, it's cryable. Because, you know, you hear people, and the first thing they say is, oh, wow, the white man's keeping us down, or, you know, the Mexicans taking our jobs. And, you know, all these excuses instead of getting out there, doing what you have to do to make it work. I don't use no excuses. I don't. Actually, I learn from what I see. I used to look at the Chinese people in my area, and they had this one street called Chinatown. And every single day, they would put their apples and their oranges in the same place every single day, like clockwork. And I loved to watch them because they had it together and they want something out of life. And we want something, all right. You know, some of us want too much free stuff without doing the work, but we have to put in the work. You know, unfortunately, in this world, we have to put in the work, and we have to even put it in double more than the white man, because that's just the way it is, you know, and we've made it, too, by doing so, you know, and you don't have to be ugly about it, you know, you can be upbeat, positive, and diplomatic about it, you know, and trying to strive. You doesn't have to be angry, an angry black man or an angry black woman because you have to work so much harder. Just do what you have to do. There's no excuses. You know, I remember when I used to go into, always try to embrace our community, and I will always do that because I love our community. I love our culture. And I would go into a store, a black store, and because I wanted to spend my money there, you know, to help the black man out. And I get in there, and I said, I have a gallon of milk, please. There's no milk. Okay, let's see. You have a half a gallon of milk? No, there's no half a gallon of milk. All right. Any bread? No bread. It won't be in today. You know, and so these things, you know, there's no excuse for that. You know, people are going to come in, ask for bread, they're going to ask for milk and all these basic things, but yet you're out, you know. And then you wonder why your store fell, you know, and then you blame somebody else, you know. Just recently I went to in Florida with my daughter, and we went into this Jamaican restaurant, and everything on that board looked so good. They had banana pudding, they had the ice cream, they had this. And I named five things, and they didn't have any of it. And this was on a Tuesday. You know, I have to say that it really, really pissed me off. I didn't say anything to the owner. But I was going to say, ma'am, it's only Tuesday. Why are you out? You know, all the things that you want the most is gone. You know, and if those are the things that people want, why don't you stock up on it? Stock up on it so therefore that you could stay in the position of empowerment so you could stay in your store. And eventually what happens, people stop coming there because they never have anything. And the next thing you know, the store shuts down, you know. And then they blame somebody else why they shut down, you know. It's just ridiculous, you know. And I think that if we stop and blaming someone else, we can move ahead, you know, just blame ourselves. Because everything that I do, that may turn out to be in a negative light, I blame myself, and I'll do better. I'll try to make sure I do better the next time, because I can only blame me. I can't blame anybody else for my mistake. And as far as the children goes, they look up to us to show them direction. And we have to show them direction, not fighting with mom and dad, you know, arguing all the time and things like that, but sitting down, actually talking to them, giving them our time. And our time is actually valuable to them. It may not be valuable to everybody else, but it's definitely valuable to them. And I think if we sit down and talk to them more often, give them our time as well as our love, you know, they have more understanding and meaning of why you're saying the things that you're saying. Because our children are falling, or let's say failing in a lot of places, and I want to help to build our children back up, build our lives back up so that we can be in a better place as far as jobs, you know, housing, you know, whatever we want, you know, we can have if we just strive to get it. No matter how hard the walk is, we just have to walk. Walk the walk, you know, then we could talk the talk.
Okay, does anybody have anything else? Anyway, remember the call. 5-6-3-8-7. See what you have to say about the impact that you have. And I believe it, because when I became celebrity, because it means so much to me. You know, he lived and he died in what he believed in, that we should have. And yet, you know, since Martin Luther King died, I have yet to see any results to mimic, you know, just make sure that we strive. I want us to be safe. I want us to get into the things that we normally don't get into, like being the director, you know, movie director, you know. Things that we normally don't challenge, I would like us to challenge. You know, I know that a lot of us, that we're starting to, little by little, get to things that, you know, we normally didn't get into. You know, and I'm not talking about being a newscaster or being on the news or anything like that, but I'm talking about taking the things of college that we normally don't pick up. You know, that's challenging. Other than doctors, lawyers, and being chief, something else, you know, that we can explore, you know, and find out for ourselves instead of someone else telling us, you know. Let's find out for ourselves together. And along with that, discover with your children as well, you know. You can do a lot of things with them to show them positivity, and number one is working. You know, every day you come over to work, your child watch you, and they see you working, and they want the same thing. You know, and you talk to them and tell them about you working for them, for the house, the food, to make sure that you always have, you know. And they'll get it, you know, they'll get it. They'll realize that, you know, mom and dad had to sacrifice us to have these things. You know, you might find some to the wayside, but it's not a whole lot of expenses. You know, it's the ones that do that, that's what they were going to do anyway. You know, they just are ahead. And as they say, learning the hard way. I got the guest number. You can call me at 571-6000. My name is Shemaine. I'd like to know the your impact that you have, that you think be impacted by the case, and trying to keep it alive. And I look, and to my dying breath, I'll always keep fighting for our culture, because I love our culture, you know? And from what we came from, there's no reason why we shouldn't be hurting, you know? Not blaming everybody else. Look in the mirror. As Michael Jackson said, look in the mirror and look at yourself. Because that's who you see. You see yourself looking at you, not doing anything about that. But if you look in the mirror and see that you did everything you're supposed to do, and you did do so, you'll like seeing what you see in the mirror. I know you do. But I'm human too. I have my ups and down moments too. You know, I'm not always happy-go-lucky, you know, and everything goes right for me. No, it doesn't. You know what? What I do, I fight through it, like everybody else. You know, I can't say that I haven't been depressed, because I have. You know, I have, and I've gotten myself out of it. I pulled myself out of it. And it's not easy either. But I did it, you know. I did it, and I know that you can do it too. And you can give me a call, please, at 516-387-1601. I'd love to hear from you. Okay. Again, my name is Shemaine, your host. And I'd like to know your impact on the Martin Luther King's legacy, and how you can help one another. And I remember another segment that I had where I said that if you see a young kid that's down and seems to be, you know, not knowing where to go, you can uplift that kid, talk to him, mentor him, you know. Me, myself, as a woman, if I see that, I talk to them as well. Because how are we going to relate to one another if we don't do that, if we don't help one another? And the reason why I say that, too, is because I told you when the woman that gave me a hug, simply because I was in another state, from somebody I didn't even know. And it told me that, my God, we are me. We are missing love, you know? Someone to show they really care about our feelings, our helplessness, you know? Just people out there. Just people like me. I care. I care about you, you know? And all mankind, I do. About animals, children, babies. Doesn't matter, but I care about you all. And I like to see all of us be what we need to be. It may be wrong. It may be keep longer than you. But don't get me. I live by it. May not come little by little. You know, the other day, I felt like, you know, I had to.
Bye-bye, you guys. Love you.